时间过得很快，我们回头看的时候会觉得，哦，一下子一转眼就过了那么多年。
And time has passed very quickly, and in the blinking of an eye, it seems to have passed.
我站在这里讲马可福音，上一次是五个月前。
The last time I was up here preaching from the book of Mark was about 5 months ago.
所以很多时候，我们一天过一天，一个星期过一个星期，回头看的时候，会觉得我们有什么样子的成就吗？
And as we pass each day of our lives, and when we look back after some time, do we see that we have indeed progressed in some ways?
所以我们应该每天的数算着神赐给我们的恩典。
And so each day, we should be taking stock of the grace that God has lavished upon us.
我们必须在知识上，还有在对神的认识上要有所长进。
And we should be growing and progressing in our knowledge of the Lord.
因为神赐给我们恩典，让我们能够这么做。
Because God has given us grace for us to do that.
我们今天会继续的看马可福音。
And so today we come back to the book of Mark.
不过因为上一次我们看的时候是五个月前，所以我们要很快的做一下一个复习。
Well, because it has been 5 months since we last looked back in the book of Mark, let us do a quick revision.
马可福音是马可所写的，很可能是在主后第60到70年写的。
The book of Mark was written by none other than Mark, and it was likely to have been written in the 60th or 70th year.
在那一个时候，罗马的基督徒正受尼禄王的大逼迫。
At that time, the Roman Christians were facing a great persecution from the Emperor Nero.
因为尼禄王他放火烧了半个罗马的城市，他就将这个罪名加在基督徒的身上。所以所有的罗马市民就开始对基督徒有了一场非常大的逼迫。
And at that time, Nero, in order to persecute the Christians, had burnt down half of Rome and had pointed the finger at Christians. As a result of that, a lot of people were persecuting Christians.
也因着这样，所以马可写了这个福音给当时的基督徒，鼓励他们，让他们看见主耶稣也是一个受苦的奴仆。给他们一个榜样来跟从。
And it was in this context that Mark wrote this gospel to the Christians who were going through this persecution in Rome to show them that they had a Lord that himself had been persecuted.
所以耶稣基督在马可福音里面是一个受苦的奴仆。
And so in the gospel of Mark, Jesus was portrayed as the suffering servant.
如果当时的这个基督徒能够像他们的主一样坚持到底，他们到天上就会有荣耀等着他们。
And his point was that if the Christians could endure like their Lord, they would have glory waiting for them in heaven.
所以我们看了第一章第一到第十三节，我们讲到了完美奴仆的降临。
In chapter 1, verse 1 to 13, we saw the coming of the perfect servant.
然后第14到第15节我们看了完美奴仆的事工。
In the next two verses, 14 and 15, we saw the ministry of the perfect servant.
然后第16到第20节是指到真正的门徒。
And then we saw true discipleship in verses 16 to 20.
第21到34节我们也看了完美奴仆的权柄。
Verses 21 to 34 showed us the authority of the perfect servant.
然后上一次就是五个月前，我们看了完美奴仆的工作。
And in the last session, which was 5 months ago, we saw the work of the perfect servant.
所以我们本来今天是来到第二章第一节。
And so we were meant to have come to chapter 2, verse 1 today.
不过我两年前已经在讲台上讲过了第二章第一到第十二节了。
But 2 years ago, I had...from the same pulpit spoken from Mark chapter 2 verse 1 to 12.
那一堂信息的这一个主题就是耶稣赦免罪的大能。
And that message was entitled Jesus' power to forgive sin.
所以我们今天就会跳过第二章第一到第十二节。
And so today we will be moving past verses 1 to 12.
如果你有兴趣的话，你可以跟我们的 Ryan 弟兄谈，让他 知道你想听这些信息，他会告诉你从哪里可以下载。
And if you are interested in listening to it, you can approach our brother Ryan, and he will be able to point you to where you might download this message on our website.
所以我们今天会继续的看马可福音二章第十三到二十八节。
So today we'll be looking at Mark chapter 2, verse 13 to verse 28.
让我们先来读这段经文。
Let us read this together.
马可福音二章第十三节，耶稣又出到海边去，众人都救了他来，他便教训他们。耶稣经过的时候，看见亚勒腓的儿子利未坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就起来跟从了耶稣。耶稣在利未家里坐席的时候，有好些税吏和罪人与耶稣并门徒一同坐席，因为这样的人多，他们也跟随耶稣。法利赛人中的文士看见耶稣和罪人并税吏一同吃饭，就对他门徒说：“他和税吏并罪人一同吃喝吗？”耶稣听见，就对他们说：“健康的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。”当下约翰的门徒和法利赛人进食，他们来问耶稣说：“约翰的门徒和法利赛人门徒进食，你的门徒倒不进食，这是为什么呢？”耶稣对他们说：“新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，陪伴之人岂能进食呢？新郎还同在，他们不能进食。但日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那日他们就要进食。没有人把新布缝在旧衣服上，恐怕所补上的新布带坏了旧衣服，破的就更大了。也没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里，恐怕酒把皮袋裂开，酒和皮袋就都坏了，唯把新酒装在新皮袋里。”耶稣当安息日从麦地经过，他们途行路的时候掐了麦穗。法利赛人对耶稣说：“看啊，他们在安息日为什么做不可做的事呢？”耶稣对他们说：“经上记着大卫和跟从他的人缺乏饥饿之时所做的事，你们没有念过吗？他当亚比亚他做大祭司的时候，怎么进了神的殿，吃了陈设饼，又给跟从他的人吃？这饼除了祭司以外，人都不可吃。”又对他们说：“安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的，所以人子也是安息日的主。”
Mark 2:13. He went out again beside the sea, and all the crowd was coming to him, and he was teaching them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi the son of Alphaeus sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him, and as he reclined at the table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners were reclining with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and the people came and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If he does, the patch tears away from it, the new from the old, and a worse tear is made. No one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is destroyed, and so are the skins. But new wine is for fresh wineskins." Verse 23, one Sabbath he was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. And the Pharisees were saying to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and was hungry, he and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God in the time of Abiathar the high priest, and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priests to eat, and also gave it to those who were with him, And he said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.
这段经文相当的长，不过我们看见了法利赛人对耶稣基督公开的有三个反对。
This is a long passage, but what we can see is that the Pharisees had launched three oppositions, three items of oppositions against Jesus.
我们记得在马可福音第二章第六节到第七节那里的文士是心里议论着，讲耶稣竟然说健忘的话。
We see in Mark chapter 2 verse 6 and 7 that the scribes were questioning in their own hearts, why does this man speak like this?
所以起初他们是在心里议论，不过后来耶稣基督当众的指责他们，也因着这个事故，他们现在开始了公开批评耶稣。
And during that time, they had these opinions in their heart, but Jesus had pointed it out straight away in public.Because of that, they have now become public with their criticism.
所以我们首先看见了他们对耶稣基督第一个的不满，就是他与罪人吃喝；第二个不满是耶稣基督的与他的门徒没有进食；第三个是指到他们没有守安息日。
And so we see the three points of opposition that the Pharisees had against Jesus. The first was that he ate with sinners and tax collectors.The second was that he and his disciples were not fasting, and the third was that they were plucking heads of grain on the Sabbath.
很明显的，这三个事件不是分着时间的先后秩序发生的。
It is quite clear that these three episodes are not happening in chronological order.
因为第十三节这里说，耶稣又出到海边去，第十八节说当下，然后第二十三节当安息日，所以这一边所指的没有一个时间的先后秩序。
And we were clued in on that when by looking at verse 13, where it says he went out again beside the sea at the start of the fasting episode in verse 18, where he said now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and then at the start of the Sabbath episode on verse 23, where it says one Sabbath he was going through the grain fields.
可是马可通过圣灵的启示让他把这三个事件写了在一起，所以我们要知道这个他的思想还有他的这一个整个原文就是他的这个背景里面到底是在讲什么呢？
But inspired by the Holy Spirit, Mark has seen fit to bring these three episodes together, and we need to try and understand what his flow of thought is over here.
我们能够看见法利赛人他们的律法主义。
We can see, first of all, the legalism of the Pharisees.
而且在他们这一种律法主义当中，我们在相反下就能够看出耶稣基督的恩典。
And in that legalism, we are then able to see the contrasting grace of Jesus.
这个就是今天这一堂信息的主题，耶稣基督的恩典。
Which brings us to the title of today's message, The Grace of Jesus Christ.
首先第一点就是耶稣与罪人。
Our first point today is Jesus and sinners.
马可在这里开始了形容耶稣基督对立位的一个呼召，这个呼召是一个非常简单的形容。
The passage starts with Jesus calling Levi, and it's a simple example.
这个非常简单的形容其实是要设立一个背景，这个背景就是导致了耶稣基督与罪人还有税吏一同吃饭。
And this is a simple example to open up the setting or the scene for Jesus to be having a meal with sinners and tax collectors.
所以作者的目的不是要我们纠缠在他呼召立位的这个细节。
For this reason, the author's intention is not for us to look squarely at the calling of Levi.
不过我们还是需要看一些其他的经文，为了是避免有什么混乱。
However, we will look at the various other gospels to make sure we do not get confused.
首先在这里马可所讲的这个立位就是使徒马太。
First of all,The Levi that Mark speaks of is in fact the disciple or the apostle Matthew.
我们从马太福音九章九节那里看到了相同的这一个事件。耶稣从那里往前走，看见一个人名叫马太坐在税关上， 就对他说你跟从我来，他就起来跟从了耶稣。
We see a parallel passage in Matthew 9:9 where it says, as Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, follow me, and he rose and followed him.
所以马太就是利未，利未就是马太。
And so Matthew is Levi, and Levi is Matthew.
利未很可能是马太的原名，不过后来当他信了主之后，他就取了一个新名字叫做马太。马太的意思就是神所赐的礼物。
And Levi is very likely Matthew's original name, and after he had come to know the Lord, he had adopted the name Matthew, which means gift of God.
当时的人如果从事了一个新的行业，或者是走了一条新路的时候，很普遍的会取一个新的名字，就好像西门后来成为了彼得，扫罗成为了保罗。
And it was common for people in that day when they chose a different path or when life had taken on a different direction that they would change their names. And we see that same example with Simon becoming Peter and Saul becoming Paul.
所以利未就变成了马太。
And so Levi had become Matthew.
我们在这里要注意到，当耶稣基督呼召利未或者是马太的时候，他这个利未他面临了一个相当大的危机。
And we have to understand that when Levi had gone and followed Jesus, he was leaving a fairly big thing.
因为有许多耶稣基督的门徒是渔夫，记得吗？
If you remember, a lot of Jesus' disciples were fishermen.
如果他们离开了他们渔夫的行业去跟从耶稣基督，他们能够回到他们的旧行业去。
And for them, if they had left their old occupations to follow Jesus, they were later able to go back to that fishing.
我们也记得他们在耶稣基督被钉在十字架之后，有一些渔夫真的是回去打鱼了。
And we saw that when after Jesus was crucified on the cross, that many of them indeed went back to their old occupations.
不过利未是一个税吏，如果他离开了这个税吏的岗位，是不可能回去的。
But Levi was a tax collector, and if he had left his position as tax collector, there was no way he could go back.
因为一个税吏，成为一个税吏是一个非常好赚的行业。
Because being a tax collector was a very prosperous occupation.
所以当他离开了之后，就立刻会有人抢着要去做那个抢着去做那个职位。
And the minute he would leave that position, a lot of people would be scrambling to fill the gap.
所以当利未或者是马太离开了他做这个税吏的岗位，是一个非常大的牺牲。
And so for Levi or Matthew to have left that position was a big sacrifice.
路加福音那里也有相同的这一个记载，告诉我们利未他撇下所有的起来跟从了耶稣。
In Luke chapter 5, again it adds a bit more color to this whole account. In verse 28 it says, and leaving everything, he rose and followed him.
所以当利未离开了这一切旧的，跟从了耶稣之后，他就在家里为耶稣基督设宴。
And so leaving this task, he joined Jesus in his home.
他在家里为耶稣基督摆了一个宴席，请了他同坐税吏的，还有许许多多的罪人一起来。
In fact, what Levi or Matthew did was he gathered all the tax collectors and he had a meal with Jesus, or he had planned a meal for Jesus.
可是当法利赛人看见耶稣基督与这些罪吏还有这个税吏还有罪人同吃饭的时候，他们就表示他们的不满。
But when the Pharisees saw that Jesus was having a meal with these tax collectors and sinners, they were upset.
在第十六节这些法利赛人对耶稣基督的门徒说，他和税吏并罪人一同吃喝吗？
We see this in verse 16 where the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?
这个不是一个单纯的问题，他们不是想要知道耶稣基督为什么要跟他们吃饭呢，告诉我们原因好不好，他们不是在问一个问题。
This was not an innocent question. It wasn't really just to find out the reason that he was eating with tax collectors.
因为在原文里那一个妈其实不存在的。
Because in the original language, it isn't so much phrased as a question.
在原文里，如果我们是直接翻译的话，能够翻译成这个样子，就是把那一个妈或者是 why 给删掉了，就是这么的读。看见耶稣和罪人并罪吏一同吃饭，就对他的门徒说，他和罪吏并罪人一同吃喝。
And in dropping that why, perhaps we can rephrase or paraphrase what the scribes of the Pharisees had said. And it would be along the lines of, he eats with tax collectors and sinners.
所以这一个不是一个问题，是一个指责。
So it wasn't so much a question, more than it was an accusation.
他们所讲的就是耶稣基督，你知道你跟罪人跟税吏一同吃饭是多么荒谬的一件事情。
And it was saying that Jesus, don't you know what a shameful thing it is to be sharing a meal with tax collectors and sinners?
为什么法利赛人那么的痛恨罪吏呢？
And why was it that the Pharisees hated tax collectors so much?
利未跟他同坐罪吏的那一些人其实是在侍奉希律王。
Levi and his so-called colleagues were actually serving Caesar.
希律王 Herod,
I'm sorry, Herod.
希律王是罗马帝国所立的一个傀儡国王。
And Herod was installed by the Roman Empire as a puppet king.
因为当时以色列正被罗马帝国统治。
Because this was a time where Israel was ruled by Rome.
所以以色列必须要缴税给凯撒，就是罗马的国王。
And as a result of that, Israel had to pay taxes to Caesar.
罗马市民会用许多的钱来买取这个收税的权利。
And there were certain Roman citizens who would use a lot of money to buy a position to become a tax collector.
然后这一些罗马市民就会将这一个收取税税钱的这个权利转售给一些以色列人。
What they would then do, these tax collectors, would be to decentralize or to install other Israelites to be mini tax collectors.
这一些以色列人成为了一个税吏长。我们知道，路加福音那里提到撒该，撒该是一个税吏长。
And these people became chief tax collectors, and we see in the Bible that Zacchaeus was one such person.
然后这些税吏长就会在聘请一些更比他们职位更小的税吏来收这个税。
And then there were further down lines, and these chief tax collectors would then hire other people to collect taxes on their behalf.
在每一层，他们就会收多一点。
And at each level, they would take a bit more for themselves.
如果每一层他们多收五成或者是58%的话，你可以想象，利未收多58%，然后到了撒该他又收多58%，到了那一个罗马的市民他又收多58%，直到最终加起来的时候，我们能够算得出，一个普通的以色列市民所缴的税可能是多过罗马所需要他们缴的税3-4倍。
And at each level, if each tax collector took a bit more for himself, perhaps 50%. We would then go from 50% at Levi, and then up to Zacchaeus, and it would be cumulative. And finally, at the end of the day, you can imagine that the amount that was received or that was collected from the Israelites was far more, maybe 3-4 times what the Roman Empire had asked for.
所以罗马帝国需要他们所缴的税其实是少过他们真正所出的那一笔钱。
And so what the Roman Empire had collected was actually less than what the Israelites had taken out of their pockets.
罗马的政府他们也不管这些税吏是怎样的把这个钱收来，他们只管着你交税就可以了。
And at the same time, the Roman Empire did not care how these taxes were extorted or gotten.
所以许多的这些税吏就很像流氓的一样，他们收税的时候是不择手段的，而且有罗马军队为他们撑腰。
And as a result of that, many of these tax collectors were thugs, were gangsters, and not only that, they were supported by the Roman soldiers.
所以这些税吏就得了一个非常坏的名誉，他们就是专门勒索的这些人。
And as a result, they gathered for themselves a very bad reputation as extortionists.
所以对于 这个犹太人或者是以色列的人来说，这些税吏就是卖国贼，他们卖国求荣。
And as far as these Jews or Israelites were concerned, these people were traitors.
他们所侍奉的是一个外来的侵略者。
Because they were serving a foreign emperor.
这些税吏他们会失去了做这个法官或者是做这就算是在法庭上做证人的资格，他们也会失去，甚至会被赶出这个犹太的会堂。
And very often these tax collectors were denied positions or they were disqualified from acting as judges or for that matter witnesses in court and were excommunicated from synagogues.
法利赛人将这些税吏看作为罪人，所以税吏与罪人这一个词就变成了一个常用词。
And so the Pharisees saw tax collectors and sinners, and over time tax collector became synonymous with sinner.
他们就是社会的败类，就如同那些犯奸淫或者是做妓女的都是一样，社会的败类。
And tax collectors became seen as the underbelly or the scum of society.
在路加福音里第十八章有一个法利赛人到殿里去祷告，我们都相当熟悉这一个比喻。这个法利赛人祷告的时候说，我不向别人勒索，不义奸淫，也不向这个税吏。
We see in Luke chapter 18 a fairly familiar account of a Pharisee who went to the temple to pray, and here was what he said. God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector.
所以税吏被看作是勒索人的、不义人的、犯奸淫的，跟他们都一样是社会的败类。
And so tax collectors were counted amongst people like the unjust, adulterers, and extortioners.
可是法利赛人却是专注于对神有一种非常恭敬的心的一种人。
But the Pharisees had a believed in themselves to be extremely pure.
他们专注于敬拜神，跟从神的律法。
And they were very focused on following the laws of God.
他们批评耶稣的原因是因为耶稣基督没有将他自己分别开来，就像法利赛人一样。法利赛人与罪人与这个税吏是完全没有来往的，可是耶稣基督却跟他们一同吃饭。
And their opposition to Jesus's practice of eating with the tax collectors was that that Jesus did not follow their practice, which was to never be in the company of such men.
相反的，我们看见耶稣基督他没有跟着这一些法利赛人的律法主义，他非常有恩典的跟这些。罪吏跟罪人用餐。
And in stark contrast to these Pharisees, Jesus did not do that. In fact, he was dining with these same people that the Pharisees would not even come near.
当他与这些人用餐的时候，在古时候不是像我们这样一下子吃了一下十五分钟吃了饭就走的，他们是花相当长的时间在一起，一同吃饭是一个非常亲密的一种表示。
And the meals ofThat time weren't like what we do now, where we have a quick meal of 15 minutes to half an hour. Those meals were a very intimate affair, and they would spend hours having those meals.
所以当耶稣基督跟这些人来往的时候，就是跟他们一同吃饭的时候，是跟他们表示一种非常亲密的关系。
And having meals with these people represented a close, intimate relationship with them.
耶稣基督是在供应给他们他们所需要的。
And Jesus was meeting what they needed.
当然，耶稣基督不是在认同他们的罪。
Of course, in saying that, Jesus was not acknowledging or was not supporting their sin.
因为从第十七节那里我们看得见耶稣基督把他们当成是病人，需要得医治的病人。
Because we can see from in verse 16 that he treated them as, I'm sorry, we see from verse 17 that he treated them as people who were sick.
他从天降下来的原因就是要拯救罪人。
And he came from heaven to this earth in order to heal the sick.
所以他来是招罪人，不是招义人，因为罪人需要得拯救。
And he was here to call the sick and not the righteous because the sick needed help and salvation.
这里所指的义人当然是指那些自以为义的人，就好像法利赛人一样，他们觉得自己没有问题，他们没有病，他们不需要医生，他们没有罪，他们不需要拯救。
But the righteous over here refers to the self-righteous, the people who thought that they did not need any physician, the folks who thought that they did not need any saving.
可是神的恩典就从耶稣基督呼召罪人这里看得出来。
Yet the grace of Jesus was in the fact that he had come to save those who were sick.
因为这些就是自己觉得不配在神的面前毫无可夸的人。
Because these were the people who thought of themselves as unworthy in front of the Lord.
他们明白到自己在神的面前是罪人，他们没有什么可夸，他们没有什么公义的行为能够拯救自己。
They understood their brokenness, they saw that there was no merit, and they could not stand before the Lord and boast in anything.
所以我们常常听见这个福音的呼召是免费的，因为人什么都不能做。
So often we hear that this calling is free because man is totally passive in this.
因为这个免费的福音，我们看见神的恩典，可是这个福音真的是免费的吗？
And in this freeness of the gospel, we see God's grace. But the question is this gospel truly free?
对罪人来说是免费的，因为罪人什么都不能做，而来赚得这个救恩。可是对神来说，这个不是免费的。
To the sinner, it was free because they had nothing to buy it. There was no merit of their own, for them to attain it. However, it was not free for God.
因为圣经说，人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Mark 10:45 tells us, for even the Son of Man came not to be served.But to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
所以耶稣基督必须用他的宝血来购买这个罪人的救恩。
And the salvation that was bought for the sick was bought by the precious blood of Christ.
我再次的重复一遍，耶稣基督给罪人的这一个呼召，这个福音的呼召就代表了神的恩典。
So let me say this again.The gospel call that is issued by Jesus is for the sinner free.
在耶稣基督与税吏还有罪人用餐的时候，他说：“我来是要招罪人。”这个福音的呼召就代表了神的恩典。相反的，法利赛人没有这种恩典，他们是充满着律法主义，因为他们甚至不要与他们用餐。
In having a meal with these tax collectors and sinners, Jesus showed his grace, and he said that he was there he was a physician to the sick, and he was there to bring salvation to those who needed it. And this is a stark contrast to the Pharisees who would not even associate themselves with the sick.
这个福音的呼召就是耶稣基督的这整个事工，因为马可福音第一章14-15节其实就给了我们耶稣基督这个事工他的整个介绍或者整个总结。
This gospel call was central to Jesus' work here on this earth. And we see that in Mark chapter 1 verse 14 and 15.
约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音，说热期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。
Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
所以福音的呼召就代表了神的恩典。
And so, the gospel call represents the grace of Jesus.
这个就是第一点，耶稣与罪人从13-17节。
That was our first point, Jesus and sinners.
我们现在看第二点，耶稣与自我刻苦。
Our second point is Jesus and self-affliction.
就是18-22节，我们在这一段经文也第二次的看出耶稣基督的恩典。
In this passage, for the second time, we are seeing Jesus' grace.
让我们一同来读第18节。当下，约翰的门徒和法利赛人进食，他们来问耶稣说：“ 约翰的门徒和法利赛人的门徒进食，你的门徒倒不进食，这是为什么呢？耶稣对他们说，新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，陪伴之人岂能进食呢？新郎还同在，他们不能进食，但日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那日他们就要进食。没有人把新布缝在旧衣服上，恐怕所补上的新布带坏了旧衣服，破的就更大了。也没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里，恐怕酒把皮袋裂开，酒和皮袋就都坏了，唯把新酒装在新皮袋里。
Verse 18 to verse 22 says, Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and the people came and said to him, Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? And Jesus said to them, Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If he does, the patch tears away from it, the new and the old, and a worse tear is made. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is destroyed.And so are the skins, but new wine is for fresh wineskins.
马可的目的不是要给我们进食的这个细节。
Mark's objective over here is not a discussion on fasting.
所以如果我们开始来讨论这个进食，应该如何进食，要不要进食等等的，我们就偏离了这个经文了。
And if we engage in a discussion of whether fasting is good, whether we should fast, we're missing the point here.
我们首先来看第21跟22节，这里耶稣基督给了两个比喻。
What I want you to see is in verse 21 and 22, where Jesus gives us two illustrations.
在这里讲到这个新布用来补旧衣服的这个比喻是指什么呢？
In verse 21, what does Jesus mean when he talks, when he illustrates with the idea of old garment?And new cloth as a patch.
在英文的这个翻译里讲到未缩的布。
In the English, it talks about an unshrunk cloth.
这个未缩的布就是新布，因为还没有洗过，所以它还没有缩水。
And this unshrunk cloth is new cloth because it hasn't been washed and therefore hasn't shrunken.
如果旧衣服破了一个洞，那当时的这个做法就是他们会用一块布来补这个洞。
And when old garments have holes in them, the practice then was to have a piece of cloth to patch the hole.
因为当时的人非常的穷，他们的钱都已经给了这个税吏了，所以他们很穷，没有钱买新衣服。
And the average person back then was not rich, and they were poor, in fact, having given much of their monies to taxes.
所以他们必须要补他们的这个破洞的衣服。
And so when old garments had holes in them, they had to patch them.
可是如果用新布来补的话，新布还会缩水。可是洗的时候，那个新布开始缩的时候，就会将这个洞给撕得更大。
And when a new unshrunk cloth is used to patch a already shrunken old garment, in the wash, it will shrink and will tear away from the original garment.
新酒装在旧皮袋里是同样的一个原理。
The same illustration is made when Jesus talks about new wine being poured into old wineskins.
因为新的酒还在发酵，所以它会放出一些气体。
Because new wine continues to ferment, and therefore it gives off fermentation chemicals.
当这些气体使这个皮袋胀的时候，如果是一个旧皮袋已经胀过了，没有的新的位置再胀下去，它就会爆开，那个酒就会洒在地上。
And as the fermentation process continues and these gases are produced, an old wineskin that has already expanded to its maximum capacity would then burst.
可是当他们用新的皮袋未胀过的皮袋来装这个新酒，这个气体散发出来的时候，这个新的皮袋还有空间可以胀，所以当它胀的时候就不会裂开。
But when new wine is poured into new wine skins, these new wine skins have further capacity to expand along with the fermentation process.
这两个比喻其实就是要告诉我们 新的跟旧的是不能够放在一起的。
These two illustrations serve to show us that the old and the new cannot coexist.
这一个法利赛人的旧系统就是一种律法主义的系统，跟耶稣基督所传的这个恩典的福音是完全不相称的。
This legalistic life that the Pharisees lived was totally different and incompatible with the covenant of grace that Jesus brought.
法利赛人所教导的就是盲目的跟从这个旧约的律法，是一种律法主义，这一个就是旧的系统。
And this blind legalism and following of Old Testament law was the old way.
耶稣基督所传的福音是一个充满着恩典的福音，就是罪人什么都不能够做的这个福音。这个是一个新的系统，就是新约的系统，是跟旧约这个律法主义的系统是格格不入，势不两立的。
Whereas this new covenant of grace that Jesus brought taught that there was nothing a sinner could do to save himself, and these two covenants could not coexist.
如果将两个系统混合在一起的时候，就好像这个新布用来补旧衣服，新酒装在旧皮袋里，将两个系统混合在一起的时候，所得到的就是一个没有用的宗教。
And when one tries to live both the new covenant as well as the old covenant, well, the result is a old garment patched with unshrunk cloth or new wine being poured into old wine skins.
请你们不要误解我所说的，我不是说旧约没有用，新约有用。
Please do not misunderstand me. I am not saying that the Old Covenant or the Old Testament is useless and we only focus on the New Testament.
因为旧约跟新约都是神的话。
Because both the Old Testament and the New Testament are God's words.
我所指的就是这个法利赛人对旧约的误解，就是他们的律法主义跟耶稣基督所传的这个恩典是完全不同的。
I'm referring to what the misunderstanding or the malpractice of the Old Testament that the Pharisees lived, which was legalism, and that is incompatible with the covenant of grace that Jesus Christ came to bring.
所以第二十一还有第二十二节，耶稣基督是用这两个比喻来带出这个真理，就是旧的系统，律法主义的这个旧系统，跟这个新的系统是完全不能够一起用的。
And so in verses 21 and 22, Jesus was putting forward the point that this old practice of legalism was not compatible with this new covenant of grace.
所以我们现在可以回到第十八节这里来看，这个法利赛人律法主义的这个系统就在禁食那里表现出来。
And so let's go back to verse 18. Now we can appreciate that in this fasting, we could see the Pharisees' legalism.
在当时的人民，他们所看的就是当一个人进食的时候，他这个是一个进钱的表现。
And in those days, when someone fasted, others could see that this was a holy demeanor.
不过这一个是一个外表的律法主义性的一种表现。
Yet this was an external legalistic show.
重要的是，进食根本不能够表现一个人是否进钱不进钱。
The main point is this: fasting is not able to show if a person is indeed one that is pure.
因为在当时，以这个禁食已经腐败到一个地步了。
Because the practice of fasting at this day and age had already degenerated into something completely different.
甚至在以赛亚书，就是以色列被掳之前，那一个禁食的表现已经腐败了。
In fact.This degeneration of fasting had occurred even before Israel had been conquered.
在以赛亚书五十八章第三节，以色列人正在埋怨神。这个他们这里就是以色列。以色列人说：“我们进食，你神为何不看见呢？我们刻苦己心，你为何不理会呢？”
In Isaiah 58:3, the Israelites were lamenting to God.Why have we fasted and you see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves and you take no knowledge of it?
所以以色列人的这一个禁食已经腐败到了一个地步。到了耶稣基督的时候，他们的禁食是给人看的。
And so we see the degeneration of the practice of fasting to a point where at Jesus' time, it was really just for show.
马太福音第六章第十六节，耶稣基督教导他们说，你们禁食的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，脸上带着愁容，因为他们把脸弄得难看，故意叫人看出他们是禁食。
In Matthew 6:16, and when you fast, Jesus said, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others.
所以这一些门徒怎么知道耶稣基督还有他的门徒没有禁食呢？
And so how was it that these Pharisees saw that Jesus and his disciples weren't fasting?
因为他们禁食的时候，他们会把自己弄得很可怜一样。
Because when they were fasting themselves, they would make their faces, they would disfigure their faces, such that they would be seen as very pitiful.
这一个就是当时法利赛人的律法主义。
And this is representative or reflective of the Pharisees' legalism.
跟耶稣基督所传的这个恩典的信息是完全不相同的。
And it was totally different from the grace that was preached or taught by Jesus.
为了回答他们，耶稣基督也讲了另外一个比喻，这一个就是婚宴的比喻。
And in order to answer them, Jesus gave another illustration, and it was the illustration of a marriage.
这个婚宴是一个喜庆的节日。
And the marriage is meant to be a joyful event.
当然，耶稣基督就是婚宴里的这个新郎。
And of course, Jesus would represent the bridegroom.
那些陪伴的人就是他的门徒。
And those who were guests were his disciples.
耶稣基督的同在就很像这一个新郎与这一些客人的同在一样。耶稣基督是神，他有形有体的与他的门徒同在。
And Jesus in his body manifested on this earth was like the bridegroom amongst his guests.
神的恩典就是通过耶稣基督与人的同在给完全的表现出来了。
And Jesus's or God's grace was manifested in the fact that God was with the people.
因为他道成了肉身，现在就是有形有体的与他的门徒同在，所以他们怎么能够禁食或者是忏悔呢？
In the form of man, God came and was walking with his people.How could then the disciples be mournful?
在这个旧的律法主义系统，这一些法利赛人以为禁食就能够让神看见。
In this old practice or malpractice of legalism, the Pharisees thought that they could show their holiness by fasting.
可是这个新的系统就是神耶稣基督走在他们当中，这个就是他的恩典。
Yet,The new covenant of grace was Jesus or God walking amongst them.
我们记得在耶稣基督诞生之前，马太福音一章二十三节说，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在的意思。
This calls to mind Matthew 1:23, where it says, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us."
所以这些法利赛人在指责耶稣基督不禁食，其实真的错过了神的恩典在他们当中。
And in accusing Jesus of not fasting, they had completely missed the grace of God as God and as God with men.
所以当耶稣基督讲说新郎和陪伴的人同在的时候，这个就是指。神与人同在，耶稣基督与他的门徒同在的时候，是一个值得喜庆的。
And so when Jesus talks about the wedding guests being with the bridegroom, he was referring to himself together with his disciples, and it was a moment of joy.
这一个就是神的恩典。
And that is the grace of Jesus.
让我们来看最后一段。
Let us take a look at the last passage.
耶稣与安息日。
Jesus and The Sabbath.
我们看见了，刚才已经读过，耶稣基督在安息日的时候与门徒经过麦地，他的门徒行路的时候掐了麦穗。
We read earlier on that Jesus and his disciples were walking through a grain field, And in the midst of it, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain.
马太福音那里告诉我们，他的门徒是因为饿了才掐起麦穗来吃。
In the Gospel of Matthew, we are told that his disciples were hungry and therefore they began to pluck heads of grain to eat.
可是这些法利赛人却将这个掐麦穗的这个表现看为是不守安息日。
But the Pharisees looked at this and saw that the disciples weren't observing the Sabbath.
因为安息日的时候是不许收割的。
Because during the Sabbath, they were not meant to reap.
出埃及记三十四章二十一节，神这么说：你六日要做工，第七日要安息，虽在耕种收割的时候也要安息。
God's word in Exodus 34 said, "Six days you shall work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. In plowing time and in harvest you shall rest."
可是法利赛人就把这个掐麦穗来吃的这个动作也看为是收割。
And so the Pharisees saw this plucking of heads of grain to eat.As reaping or harvesting.
法利赛人这里有的这个问题就是他们盲目的跟从了这一个摩西的律法。
And the Pharisees were so blind in following Moses' law.
他们在这个安息日的时候分了有一个三十九种不同的工作是不能够做的，他们将这三十九种工作分类出来。
And they had come up with39 different types of activities that one could not do on the Sabbath.
然后在这三十九种工作的以下，还有非常多的几百种的小小的分类。
And under these 39 types, there were multiples or hundreds of other activities that one could not do.
我给你两个例子，第一个例子就是，如果他们在这个公共的场所里。移一件就是搬运一件物品，他们不能够搬超过一点八米。
So let me give you an illustration.
在公共的场所里，他们搬运一件事物一件物品不能够超过一点八米。
Moving an object in public, for example, people were not able to move an object more than 1.8 meters.
超过了一点八米就代表他们不守安息日。
And anything after 1.8 meters.Would mean that they weren't observing the Sabbath.
如果他们拿一条绳子绑一个结，就是不守安息日。
If using a string to tie a knot, they would be considered as not observing the Sabbath.
所以，如果今天早上母亲们帮孩子的这个裙子打结的时候，就是不守安息日。
And so, if their parents this morning who had helped their children tie a bow or their shoelaces, they would be flouting the Sabbath.
或者我们的弟兄 Ryan 每个星期天去帮我们买午餐，从那里走过来的时候超过了一点八米，这个是不守安息日。
Or for that matter, our brother Ryan who walks over to the neighboring coffee shop to buy food for us for our fellowship lunches, if he goes beyond 1.8 meters, he would have flouted the Sabbath.
我不是说星期天是安息日。
I am not saying.Sunday is the Sabbath.
我只是用这些例子来让我们看见法利赛人的律法主义到底是达了一个什么阶段。
What I am trying to tell you is, or to show you is the complexity and the burdensome nature of what the Pharisees had done.
耶稣基督引用了这个大卫的这一段经文来回答这些法利赛人。
And so Jesus used this example of David to respond to the Pharisees.
第二十五节，耶稣对他们说：“经上记着大卫和跟从他的人缺乏饥饿之时所做的事，你们没有念过吗？他当亚比亚他做大祭司的时候，怎么进了神的殿，吃了陈设饼，又给跟从他的人吃？这饼除了祭司以外，人都不可吃。”
In verse 25, Jesus said to them.Have you never read what David did when he was in need and was hungry? He and those who were with him. How he entered the house of God in the time of Abiathar the high priest and ate the bread of the presence which it is not lawful for any but the priests to eat.
当然这里不是讲说大卫他不守安息日，而是这两个不同的情形，有一个相同的情况，就是他们所做的是神的律法里面所讲他们不能做的。
What?This is meant to illustrate it's not that David didn't observe the Sabbath, but that both seem to be doing things that contravene the Sabbath.
神的律法说不能做的。
Oh, what the law of the Lord said we couldn't do.
因为大卫所吃的那个橙色饼是只有祭司可以吃的，所以当不是祭司的人吃了，这个是违反了神的律法。
Because the bread of the presence was not meant for any but the priest to eat, and David, having eaten it, went against God's law.
不过神却没有责备大卫。
Yet God did not punish David for that.
所以相同的，在这里神没有责备他的门徒掐麦穗来吃，因为他们肚子饿了。
In the same way, God was not punishing the disciples for having plucked heads of grains because they were hungry.
所以我们看得见，神的律法原本是为了要保护人的，这个就是神的恩典。
And we see that the original reason for these laws was to protect man.
这个就是代表了神的恩典。
And this represented the grace of God.
可是法利赛人他们对这些律法非常狭窄的一种解释还有看见，太过分的这个苛刻了。
Yet the Pharisees had such a narrow reading of these laws that they took it to such an extent that it was wrong.
27跟28节这里非常清楚的看出神的律法其实是给人的恩典。
And we see that in verse 27, it is very clear that these things were given out of the grace of God.
耶稣基督说，安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的。
Jesus said the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath.
安息日不是为了自己，也不是为了神而设立的，安息日是为人设立的，这个是耶稣基督讲的，不是我讲的。
The Sabbath was not made for God, but the Sabbath was given to man, and these were the words of Jesus himself.
这个是神充满着恩典赐给神的礼物，赐给人的礼物。
And it is in God's grace that the Sabbath was given as a gift to man.
他的目的不是要将人捆绑起来，给他们一种负担。
His point was never to bind people and to give them a heavy burden.
这个是为了人的好处，给他有时间休息，给他有机会敬拜神。
It was in fact given to man as a gift in order that he would be able to rest and that he would be able to worship.
神不是一个喜爱整人的神。
God is not a God that wants to burden people.
他不是为了整人而让自己得到喜悦。
And it wasn't to burden others or burden men that he wouldn't derive joy from burdening men.
不是的，我们的神是厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
No, our God is a God who richly provides us with everything to enjoy.
所以当耶稣基督说这一个安息日是为人设立的，这个就代表了神给人的恩典。
And when Jesus said that the Sabbath was instituted for man, this represents the grace of Jesus.
28节耶稣基督说，人子也是安息日的主。
In verse 28, he says, So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.
他在这里其实是宣称他就是神。
And over here, he was saying to them that he is God.
因为安息日是赐给人的，可是耶稣基督是安息日的主，也就是说他是人的主。
And because the Sabbath was given to man, yet over here Jesus is saying he is the Lord of the Sabbath, that means that he is God.
所以他完全的有主权决定安息日是如何的用。
And so it was in his authority that he said this, that it was okay for such things to be done on the Sabbath.
所以我们再次的看这三个事件，我们看见耶稣基督与罪人一同吃饭，这个代表了他给罪人的恩典，因为这个是福音的呼召。
So as we look back on these three episodes, we see in the first that in Jesus eating with the sinners, that was grace because that was the gospel call.
耶稣基督与他们同在，耶稣基督自己本身来到世上就是这一个神的恩典，这个新的恩典是与旧的这些禁食等等的自我刻苦是毫无相干的。
In fact, in his incarnation and being amongst men was the ultimate representation of his grace. And this was just simply incompatible with this self-affliction of that the Pharisees were trying to promote.
耶稣基督与安息日就让我们看出，甚至神赐安息日给人是为了人的好处。
And we finally see that Jesus, the relationship between Jesus and the Sabbath was that Jesus or God had given man the Sabbath as a representation of His grace.
所以当我们看见耶稣基督的恩典的时候，我们要问的一个问题就是，到底什么是恩典呢？
And so when we consider the grace of Jesus, we need to ask ourselves, what exactly is grace?
恩典就是我们不配得到的一种善待。
Grace is unmerited favor.
耶稣基督通过了这种种的事件来让我们看见他的恩典。
Through these various episodes, Jesus had illustrated to us his grace.
我们是否有些时候厌恶这坐在我们隔壁或者前后的人呢？
Do we treat those who are seated in front of us and by the sides of us in a legalistic way?
或者我们觉得我比坐在我前头的那一个人更加的公义？
Perhaps I might think that the person I am holier than the person sitting next to me.
你要知道，你所厌恶的那一个人就是耶稣基督所要拯救的罪人。
But you need to know that the person that you are judging is the same person that Jesus would like to save.
如果你厌恶这周围的罪人，你就像法利赛人一样，他们指责耶稣基督，说他与罪人一同吃喝。
And if you do that, then you are no different from the Pharisee who pointed fingers at Jesus who was eating and having meals with the tax collectors.
耶稣基督的恩典通过他给罪人的呼召，这个是福音的呼召。
Jesus' grace was seen through the call, which was the call to sinners, which was the gospel call.
今天耶稣基督也同样的呼召着在这里的罪人。
And in the same way, today, this morning, Jesus is calling sinners.
如果你是觉得自己是一个罪人，你毫无可夸，你就能够听得见耶稣基督对你的呼召。
And if this morning you understand and appreciate that you are a sinner, and that you have nothing, that there's no merit in you, then you need to accept that call.
我们有些时候也会像法利赛人一样，我们会觉得做一些事情如同进食一样能够得到神的表扬。
Perhaps we might think that like the Pharisees in fasting and doing these external things that we could show forth our righteousness.
比如我今天早上起来还没有去上班的时候，我有读经，我有祷告。
For example, you might say to yourself, "Oh, I woke up this morning before heading out to work, and I read the Bible and I prayed."
所以神，你今天要祝福我。
And so God, you must bless me today.
可是这样做的话，就如同法利赛人进食一样，他们是要得到神的看见。
Yet.This is no different from what the Pharisees did in fasting because they wanted God to notice them.
可是如果你是一个真正的信徒的话，耶稣基督已经与你同在，这一个恩典是值得你去喜乐的。
But if you are already a believer, then the grace of God is upon you, and that is something to be joyful about.
最后我们要问自己一个问题，就是神赐给我们他的话，是不是因为要给我们一种负担呢？
The next question we need to ask ourselves is, in giving us His Word, is God putting a burden upon our lives?
安息日是为人设立的。
The Sabbath is made for men.
神是后赐百物给我们享受的神。
It is in His grace that the Sabbath was given to man to enjoy.
如果我们觉得神是在整我们或者是要折磨我们，我们其实对神是在侮辱他。
And if we understand it or we misunderstand it as God torturing us because of these burdens, then we have misunderstood and insulted God.
神是充满着慈爱、充满着恩典的神。如果我们侮辱了神，我们必须要认罪悔改。
God is a God of grace, and if we have misunderstood that grace, then we need to repent.
所以让我们今天来到神的面前，如果我们明白到他的恩典，我们就必须要用恩典来彼此对待。
This morning if we come and understand the grace of Jesus Christ, then we need also to be treating others with grace.
让我们请信豪弟兄做一个结束的祷告。
So let us with a one heart close in prayer.